But after a couple exits, I was like, Lamar, are they like planning me a surprise birthday party or something? Like, are you trying to keep me away?
Like, what is this? What was he driving like a fool?
He just kept messing. I'll be sitting there like, all right, you know, don't bother him. And I'm like, hey, dude, we're on this one, right? He's like, nah.
Yeah.
Wrong exit. I'm like, all right, no big deal. I had 3 minutes. Really no big deal. And then we're getting on the RFK bridge. He says, I'm like, dude, this is the one, man. We can't miss this one. I'm like, bro, are you? What the hell's going on?
I was just, you know, I was just off.
What's in your head?
At the end,
he's high.
You hired a driver and he gets high every day. What? Even if it's the exact same drive every time, he's gonna forget.
No, I didn't forget, dude.
I'm the worst. I was like, dude, if you're worse than me at navigation,
no,
you got
I didn't
a problem.
Need the nav, dude. I didn't need the nav. I had it.
Oh, you tried to go no nav.
He did try to go no nav.
Well, yeah, fuck it. Just use it.
I was nailing it.
Why is he saying differently?
Because the nav came up.
Completely missing every single exit. I was like, dude, these are the crucial exits we need.
These are critical exits.
No, almost missing the RFK bridge was pretty funny. Although I was blowing his mind, Lemaire, to be fair to you, I had shown Lemaire 311 Music, the album.
Dude.
Bro, it was too powerful.
That was part of the argument. That was back to the Prince argument. Anytime my manager's in the green room, I hit her with, this is better than Prince. Somebody was like, my first concert was 311, and I was like, better than Prince.
Bro, do you know 311 story?
Amber's the Color of Your Energy?
Back when their old albums, they were basically rap, metal, and reggae combined. And they were like, dude, you guys got to pick a genre and stick to it. We'll never be able to get you on the radio.
Yeah.
Like, well, what if we don't? Like, you'll be on the road forever. And they went, sick. That's what we want to do anyway.
Year two of the road, they were like, whoops. Whoops, I'm dying.
No, they just finally came up with a hit album. They're like, fuck it, we'll put you guys on the radio. We don't care.
Awesome.
Ever since, they've just been like, whatever, bro.
Who was first, Sublime or 311?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because there's that whole genre of like California, like white reggae rap.
You know where 311's from?
Where?
Omaha.
Yes, I did know that.
They're from fucking Omaha.
Yes.
I think they might have been around the same time. 311 might be a little older than them. Maybe. I don't know.
I did know they were from Omaha.
Yeah, because Sublime was more like...
96.
Was which one?
Sublime was 96, and 311 was 1988.
Yeah.
311 was 88?
Bro, yeah, they started
early. They've been going since I was alive, dude. Like, 311's been kicking for 35 years?
Yeah, dude. They've been ripping. Dude, I haven't listened to 311 Music, that album, on the way. Dude, we listened on the way up, and I was like, hold.
When I was a kid, All Mixed Up was.
That's Blue.
That's the Blue one.
Yeah.
All right. I wasn't early.
They came out and sold 3 million copies of that right away.
Blue was when I started.
That's when I got into them, too. I'll be honest. I'm not stealing 311 Valor. I came post-Blue. Obviously, I had an older brother. He was like, check out 311 Music. And I was like, yes, sir.
How sick is it?
It's,
do I know any hits from it?
You might not. Honestly, you might. Yeah, none of them were hits. But the whole album was like, man, it's so fun. I was telling Lemaire, I'm like, dude, Lemaire, imagine you're down in your basement. You and your friends have taken a 4x4 from your dad, wax it up, and you guys are grinding it on your skateboards, blasting this. He was like, this is bad kid music, dude.
Yeah.
It is, dude. It's so fucking nasty.
All Mixed Up came out. It was right around the time the Space Jam soundtrack came out. I was fucking hit him high, hit him low. That song.
Yeah.
That was big.
That song was nasty.
That and All Mixed Up was on rotation.
Dude, I don't want to get us a copyright strike, but dude. So nice, dude. 311, please don't punish us.
311, you fucking
311, have mercy on us. Don't copyright strike us. But dude, it's so nasty. We're on the way up, and it was just, God, I was on cloud nine. We were listening to Bad Bunny for a second on the way up. I
haven't gotten into it,
bro.
As much.
I was telling Lamar, I was like, I might be a Bad Bunny guy.
I like Spanish, you know,
dude,
it's fun.
Don't read the lyrics.
Why?
They're so ridiculous. I can't listen to it anymore.
Why? They're just stupid.
They're the dumbest. It's the, like, the guy might as well just, like, come in your face.
Oh.
If you're listening, dude, the first song.
Some hot Spaniard jizzing on us?
Dude, yeah, the whole time. You thought you were like, that's kind of cool. A guy's being, basically, he's humping the air, dude. Oh. He's a dog humping the air the whole time. Dude, the first one I had was.
I hate horny music.
Bro, this is the horniest.
The horny music actually fucking bothers me.
That's what happened
when
to me.
When dudes sing about sex, it bothers me.
Dude, the first song I had, it was Titi Mi Pregunto. This all started, honestly, pride became before the fall. I could have just stayed in ignorance, but I started showing off to Lamar. I said, pregunto means question. Ask me a question.
Nice.
I was like, that means, he goes, what's TT mean? I said, fuck, I have no idea.
Don't worry about it.
I was like, me, question me. Dude, TT me pregunto means ants asking him a question.
Yeah.
All his aunt wants to know, dude, is why do you have so many girlfriends, dude? He said, I'm going to take him to the VIP. Dude, this is fucking, he said, basically, his song's about taking women to his VIP section to say hi to his auntie. He said, let the ones I already slept with smile. The ones who have forgotten about me smile too. He's showing off ladies he bangs to his auntie in the VIP. I'm like, first reaction, I went, all right, I guess that's kind of sick. What else you got Bad Bunny? Dude, so then we go to the next song, Tarot. Dude, this is the horniest stuff in the world. Let me find the, they're so funny, dude. So it's like, if you uploaded a story so you can get replies, if I send a fire emoji, it's because you got me horny. Horny is like replied, or like they say horny twice. Your tone from the back and even more delicious on the front.
What was the part from the back?
He said, you're toned from the back, but even
you're
more
toned.
Yeah, but more delicious from the front.
Ooh, so your butt looks good, but I like eating your pussy?
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Muy delicioso.
I'm reading that and I'm going, all right.
Que delicioso. Yeah, but if you're just a lad, dude, you're just a lad.
True.
Putting together, building some fucking house.
There's more, there's these nice fucking... Let me spread sunblock on you so you don't get burned. But there are a lot of pretty babes here, but you've got it. Playing with me that entertains you. Don't be mean. You treat me like a meme.
You treat me like a meme?
I'm ready for you and you pull away from me. Damn it. What a conceited little girl. She puts her heart in the cooler. She says all the summer she'll be single. Like, dude, what the fuck? What you are is an abuser. I got you a beer and you drink up the heart. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So fucking...
he's telling this chick she's a dickhead.
Sounds like a Civil War letter. It's crazy. Dude,
this is insane. But that's all of his songs are just that. Baby, give me the signal. If you keep on looking at me like that, I'll kiss you. I'll kiss Ooh. You. Dude, his Ooh. Lyrics are crazy.
He is bad, dude.
He's so nasty. Dude, he's so fucking nasty. But yeah, it's just him being like, I'm such a nasty fucking boy. Stay away from me. But I want to be a good boy. But he's truly nasty, dude. I didn't even get into the half of it. There's so many lyrics that are just like the horniest dude ever grabbing a girl by the arm. Like, seriously, fucking come here.
I'm more of a rainstorm. Take me away from the norm.
True. That's what I'm saying, dude.
You know what I mean? Something nice.
Dude, I was like, Lamar, we have to shut this off. This is because I was making a case. I was like, Lamar, he might be better than Drake. Bad, but dude, this song, but I didn't know what he was saying. I was just making up all the lyrics in my head. And I'm
fucking
like,
insane.
Dude, Bad Bunny's nasty.
People love Bad Bunny. I think he's like,
I'm
the
talking
biggest
international appeal.
Yeah, he's huge.
It's ridiculous.
Obviously, he's not Drake, but
dude, as soon as I looked up the lyrics, I went, man, this guy's just fucking
Drake's dark. Got some fucking horny lyrics, though.
Dude, nothing like this guy.
Yeah, those are weird.
Let me kiss
you.
I want to
show you my aunt.
Rub some.
I'll bring you to the bar and you can smile at my aunt if we've had sex. What?
That's really crazy. Yeah, so I said instantly, I said, Lamar, take that back. I was like, Drake's way more of a worse.
You guys need to record your conversation on the way up.
We should.
I'd love to hear what you two are up to. Fucking pinky in the brain on the way up.
But yeah, so... No, I took it back. I hit him with 311 music, and I said, bro, this is the stuff.
Are you guys ever quiet?
Rarely.
Yeah.
We'll be quiet for a while. I told you, I hit you with those Steel Magnolias. I'm on that new mushroom microdose, bro. Yeah. I was sitting there. We were quiet for a little bit, and I was like,
I'll take one of those now.
Yeah, they're fucking fantastic. The one, no, they're easy going. They're mild.
Yeah,
easily. They're wild and they're mild and easy going, but they're, you know, a bit of a burst of energy. So, yeah, so that was the ride up, bro. I'm sorry.
Those were not illegal drugs. That's a bit.
No, I know. I didn't mean to spur on you about Bad Bunny, but that people should know what the fuck this guy is saying. Everyone's listening to it. I was like, I'll listen too.
I've just
Googled the lyrics. I said, no, none of this stuff, man.
I've just been on a U.S. Grant kick.
I mean,
back on my Ulysses S. Grant bullshit.
That shit you showed me was the best.
Yeah, obviously, he's the fucking best.
I mean, for real, dude, he's, you know, now I'm going to be, when I see a $50 bill, I'm going to be like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
This guy fucking rules.
It's the best.
It's about time people learn a little something, dude, about that kind of stuff.
He's got a monument here in New York. Really? I think it's in the fucking Bronx.
That's what's up.
No one sees it.
Yeah, where is
no one goes and pays homage.
You should lay a wreath.
I may.
Go lay a wreath on his aunt.
Well, Aretha Franklin. Yeah, I've been pumped on Grant. That's kind of what I've been up to. San Diego was good. The Burns.
Dude.
Burns still there at the
top.
Yeah,
dude, I forgot you got crushed.
Bro, guard dog, you should have seen it. We were at a pool restaurant on Saturday before the show. It was a nice time.
It was very so hard fun. Not to completely let your hair down and just get hammered.
It was so fun.
We're an outdoor pool restaurant, dude, with all the bros.
All the bros.
It was, I mean, dude, the show of inner discipline to not get hammered at that.
Took a lot.
Crazy.
I could have easily gotten fucked up. I was like, all right, I'll have one. I had three, but still.
Not bad.
That wasn't not bad.
I mean, staying in single digits in a pool, in a sun pool thing with your bros, man, that's tough. I don't even drink that much, and I was like, I want to get hammered right now.
Yeah,
so
bad. Fun. Wrestling in the pools, getting spud in the pool.
Dude, we're in
a pool. Suplex spud in the pool.
It's splash, a hotel pool, dude.
Splash
so
a
like,
bunch of hot, cool, rich people.
Dude, you're in a hotel pool, and people, that, like, when it, anyone in a shared pool just, like, basically turns into a statue, they're just kind of like, so you're just watching, like, I don't know. It was, people were just kind of, like, very quiet, very reserved. So we're in a hot tub. And then I was like, dude, that'd be sick to kind of, there's enough space where you can go straight from the hot tub to the pool. And the idea was like, it'd be nice to like seal slide across the bottom and not show tennis. So like just a fucking.
Yeah, we were all in tight gym. My tennis was.
Dude, I was. Although I've been embracing mine lately, dude. I've been fully
getting.
I was
trying to show it to you guys.
I'm like a fat chick in an underwear catalog right now, dude.
You're brave. My
tennis. Come on, man.
You're on a billboard in New York.
Breaking down walls, dude.
Yeah. Your Dove model. Dove was the first to break in the fats. People were furious. Little did we know, that was only them taking an inch. Now I'd love to just see fat models.
True.
I was like, look at this fucking dude. We put a dude in
where's
a
the
bra.
Fat, where's the fat dude models, man? All the male models are sort of ripped and chiseled.
I get like fat t-shirt, fat... I get Instagram ads for like fat guy t-shirts. I think the phone sees me pulling at my shirt all the time. It's like, this guy needs fat shirts.
True classics, I will say. I don't know if we have an ad for them today or not, but I do. Yeah. I feel so swollen those things.
You've been getting swole, dude.
Dude, it's all about your lats, man. I don't want to give away the secrets of the trade. But like, bro, nobody uses their lats when they bench.
Yeah.
I told the guy, I was like, dude, I feel like I got fucking boosters behind me, man.
You're rocket.
That's the right form.
You're the rocket man.
I might be. Dude, but that pool was just people as being serious as possible.
Yeah.
And then just absolute buffoons entering the water, dude. The monkeys, dude, found the fucking Nile.
Then Jackson showed up. Yeah. And the true alpha showed up. Good Lord. Oh, no. That guy, what a freak.
Yeah, dude, we were having a good, to give people context. What was that show again? I didn't see it.
Chimp Empire.
Chimp Empire.
On Netflix.
So Spud and Billy were, and I guess Chainsaw too, were talking all Chimp Empire, where they're just watching like Alpha's display, where the dude.
Yeah, there's one of the monkeys in the show is called Jackson, and occasionally he'll just freak out. Yeah. He's the alpha of the fucking group, so occasionally he has to just show everyone he's nuts.
He says to do parkour.
It's like they'll show him just sitting there, and he's just sitting there like, everyone's just lounging. Everybody's just chilling the whole time, and he's just like. I'll start like fucking running, jumps and kicks stuff, and everybody sitting there has to go, ooh, ooh, oh, you're so cool, whoa.
Isn't it if they don't show
if you don't,
emotion,
he gets in like, your fucking face, and he's like, fucking tell me how sick that was. He like breaks a tree in half and runs. Everyone's like, dude, that's fucking crazy. You did it again. Yeah, dude.
Everyone has to go, dude, it's so sick. You get all the pussy, dude. That's so cool.
Dude, they're all like 38. They're all like 40 years old, dude. It's crazy.
Damn, Jackson, you just did a 180 off a tree.
Jackson,
dude
that was fucking crazy.
I'm so happy
crazy.
You're fucking all my cousins and I don't get any pussy ever.
Yeah, dude, it's so awesome. awesome you're here.
It's so sick that if I get pussy, you'll kill me.
Yeah. You're the best.
I fucking love this.
So yeah, we were just monkeys in the pool, and then all of a sudden a Jackson showed up.
A true alpha. This dude was,
and we
so,
all were just like,
dude, he was so yoked, and he had two he had two females with him too.
He had two babes.
Two females. One of them was
one with
recurring nip slips, if I might point out. I was going
constant nip slips with her giant fake tits and her
fake head, maybe too. I don't know.
There's entirely fake.
Women have fake heads now.
She
too.
Had a totally fake head. She had, they cut off her nose for some reason. It was probably him.
True.
He probably Jacksoned out.
He might.
He probably was like,
this dude was just jacked as fuck, dude.
Yeah, he was jacked.
We were monkeying around too hard, I think, for his liking. But
he was just a very serious, cool
just
man.
Displayed. He was, yeah. He, just,
he displayed. He proved his dominance.
Yeah.
He was jacked as. He was just roided out, tats, two dude. Babes laying on him.
Yeah. He was just, yeah, the lady's nipples were showing. She was displaying as
which
well.
Which they actually. Were very, that was a weird. I know we were adults. Grabbing yeah. each other's dicks. But being jacked and having two clearly sex workers just laying on you.
Yeah, it's coke and steroids, man. It's a
coke and steroids.
Coke and steroids is an option available to all of us, and it's like it's pretty nuts. You have to like get Versace. You gotta make yeah. you gotta like do a ton of steroids, get jacked and do a bunch of blow and then like make a bunch of money. Which you can do, honestly. People cocaine is a bad drug, but if you're serious about business, could be
cocaine
your greatest
rules,
ally
if you're a businessman.
If you're like
if you're doing fucking deadlifts before you close the deal.
Yeah,
you need some cocaine
if you want to be as serious as possible.
If you want to be a wolf.
Yeah,
you want to be a wolf of Wall Street.
True, it's probably your greatest ally. But yeah, he had put all his chips on the table of being a serious man, bent on power. And dude, it was a man. It was a
not
oil,
respectable.
That was oil and water. Not respectable at all. It was oil. I mean, dude, would he have fucking? Would he have freed the boy?
Ulysses
no
S. Grant?
Way, dude.
No.
Ulysses, dude, put his... It would have been his house.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
A lot of people don't know that about U.S. Grant. Whew. He freed his slaves. Didn't sell them.
When he tried
them.
He tried
when
him.
He had $0, he was like, I gotta let you guys go.
The guy was like, bro, I'll get... Imagine if you had $0 and someone's like, yo, I'm gonna give you $250,000. And you went,
like, nah, that ain't
bro.
Right.
Nah, that's not, I'm not doing... That's crazy.
Yeah, Grant's the best.
Unbelievable. Yeah, this guy would... I mean, I don't know.
We got, you gotta get into Sherman.
Sherman's
a dog. Dude.
I might have to. Now that, dude, I have
so
more.
I'm going to make that South howl. And he went down and fucked all those Southern
did
retards
really?
Up, dude.
God damn. Do they have one of those things on Sherm? Or is it just
oh,
on?
A documentary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those
probably.
Things. They have one of them things on the TV yeah, with yeah, the pictures yeah. and the story?
The moving pictures. I watched my other favorite one last night is the Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
Oh, nice.
It's a good one. I've talked about it here plenty, I'm sure.
I don't know.
It's just a bunch of home videos from Nazis.
Oh,
pretty sick.
What were they getting up to?
It's just them basically being like, dude, shut up. You would have done it too. We're just fucking regular people. We didn't know what the fuck was going on.
It was
they're
a cool
right.
symbol.
Right.
It was a cool symbol, dude.
It was kind of the coolest fucking symbol. Hitler was cool for a minute. Our bad, dude. Now all you guys think we're dickheads. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys fucked up.
Yeah, it turns out history just doesn't smile upon these who try to just smite people and just burn people, you know.
Other than Sherman, who went down and burned the Southerners.
That was
they were being
that
bad
was
guys.
Free the, you know, you gotta
they were being bad guys.
Crack a couple eggs if you want to free the slaves, bro.
They were being bad guys.
Yeah. It is funny if you look at it. History in long stretches of time doesn't smile kindly upon people
who take
up too
to
much
no
for
good?
Themselves.
Who do what?
Take too much for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, if people want to figure out what to do with themselves, like, look at the lessons of history. Slavery's fallen. Nazism's fallen.
Yeah, but
it's like
America's still
prevail.
The best.
Huh?
We take a lot. We're number one.
Yeah, but we're pretty fair. You've said it before. For in terms of a world yeah. empire, dude, we're pretty good.
We're the most chill empire the world's
we've done some, obviously.
Probably
you know,
ever seen.
We've locked some countries.
Other than
in
that
some
fucking
bad,
slavery dude. Shit we did for a couple hundred years. But
we stopped it, dude.
We did. Yeah,
we put it into it. I mean, England had a big part of that, too. But
would you have guessed Mexico abolished slavery before us?
Did they really?
Yeah.
Well, those guys wanted to work so goddamn bad.
Everyone's like, God damn, I wish I was out in those fields.
That's not how you pick strawberries.
Yeah, come here. That's what we do here. Yeah, well, for those interested, there's a 7-day free trial on the History Channel on
ooh,
Amazon. You can check
dude.
It out.
Yeah, it's a
Grant's a fun documentary. And as
that was
well
enthralling.
As the Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. Give it a shot.
I was totally in on Grant. I mean, I knew he was cool, but I didn't know.
You didn't know he was riding horses like that.
Dude, riding a horse into battle. He's an officer. He doesn't have to touch a gun, doesn't have to do anything. And the guy's like, yo, we're out of ammunition. I need a fucking volunteer. And he goes, I'll do it. They said, what are you doing? You know, like, not you.
Grant, you don't have to. He said, not, you need a volunteer. I'm going.
Dude, so you had to ride a horse across an open battlefield. He rides it sideways.
Against the lads.
It, true.
The lads were over there. They were like.
That's probably why they stopped shooting. They probably went, whoa.
Yeah.
Showed him the rodeo, bro.
Caballero.
Okay. But hit against the side of his horse while it was moving. Got to the ammo. I don't know how he brought the ammo back on one horse, but.
Yeah.
He probably figured out something.
God, he's like, fuck, I only got us 5 bullets. Like, who cares? That was sick. Like,
do a wheelie again on your horse.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah, I like those stories of those officers that like want to taste battle for real. They don't have to. They're like, I got to know. And they just get in there.
What's his name at the end? That Southern general was nice. At Shiloh?
Mm-hmm.
Johnston, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
He was just like, we just need to cast the die of war. Yeah. Either we conquer or perish. Guess what, dude? Motherfucker? Perished.
Perished. Done.
They were dominating on day one of Shiloh.
Yeah.
That's when Grant was like, we'll lick him tomorrow, though.
Dude, that was the best.
Went right at him.
What was the quote again? The devil?
He's like, we've had a devil of a day, General. Lick him tomorrow, though.
Just
sick.
Just powered by 20 cigars a day. I miss
just
that,
just experiencing
dude.
Depression.
Yeah.
That's what he was just blue. A depressed guy.
He got blue.
He's a drunk, depressed guy.
I mean, it is kind of an evolutionary advantage. When, like, the world is a terrifying place and you're just like, yeah, this is all meaningless.
Yeah.
I don't see the point of any of this.
Yeah, I'm not really scared of battle. I fucking hope I get hit in the forehead with one of these. I hope a musket ball goes through my fucking forehead.
What an evolutionary event. What a gift that is. Yeah. And all these people squandering it. Going like, make it go away. It's like,
what, pain? Yeah. Suffering?
Yeah, depression. It's like, come on, man.
Hell yeah.
Can't get away from that. Yeah, that is funny thinking you're getting ahead of it.
Dude, very Catholic of you.
Thank you, dude.
You need to recognize the suffering. That's God.
Exactly.
Let's go.
Got to get into it. Yeah, dude, I've given Catholicism a, now that I've toured a lot of world religions, it's pretty good, dude.
It's not even close.
It's pretty good.
We're number one.
I mean, dude,
have I been to church in the last 3 years? No.
You don't need to go. The church is in a dark period right now.
Yeah, fuck all them.
Yeah. They're not doing what they need to do right now.
Well, Mary, you're a good Catholic.
Christian. They're different. We don't do
all
the ritual.
What type of Christian are you?
Non-denominational.
So you got like trans pastors?
Yeah. I'm one of those guys. Yeah.
Got like lesbian pastors. It's just like, who gives a fuck about what God said? Let's just hang out together.
Dude, we're all right in the eyes of the Lord.
True.
True. I love Hitler.
Yeah. Said Jesus. Weren't done. Said
not
Jesus.
Me.
Said Jesus. I did a very religious dream last night, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. What I had a dream. I was with my brothers and I was like walking into a church and I had, dude, it was actually kind of funny now that I think about it. I had like in my dream been like, all of my cells and all the particles, the ones that know everything that's going on. I went, oh. And it was like, it's like a stupid idea, but in dream, I was just awestruck of being like, oh, they're the real things. And then I walked into a church and I was walking like this, my sleeves like this.
Yeah.
The priest was like awesome. This. And we looked at each other. The priest was kind of looking at me like, bro, you can't have your hands in your fucking sleeves.
Yeah, that's
and
for
I was
us,
like,
dude. You're copying.
Watch me. Me and my brothers went to church and then I went and peed in a big fountain. Then I woke up and, oh, I have to pee.
Very spiritual.
It was sick, though. It was a cool dream.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I had a dream. Michael Che died.
Oh, no.
And I thought I was at his funeral, and I was like, fuck, I'm never getting that $10,000. For real. That happened this afternoon.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Started going through the, do they have
I
cards?
I fucked up this morning.
Yeah, man.
I woke up at like 8.
I saw the text.
Yeah, I was pissed.
I'm always curious.
And then I went back to, I was like, I'm fucking tired. I went out and watched more Grant.
Nice.
And I was like, I'm going to take a nap before this fucking workout. Terrible mistake. Woke up at 12:45. Had to be there at 1.
You're the dude's getting attacked.
I was deadlifting within 10 minutes of waking up, dude. This shit blew dick.
You're like the Battle of Shiloh, dude.
Yeah,
you're the guy's getting shot in the tent.
Absolutely.
You woke up just.
lick him tomorrow, though. Yeah, it's going to be a long evening for me.
Yeah.
After this.
What do you got to do after?
Like 5 fucking sets at the cellar.
That'll be cool.
It'll be all right. I don't have any new material. I should think
just
of one.
Just make it all up.
I might just talk about Grant.
Dude, just make it.
You guys don't even know anything about Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck's your guys' problem?
Trust me, it's daunting there.
Ah, yeah.
Trying to do new shit. Yeah, they actually, because it's risky there.
Yeah.
They don't know who I am.
Yeah.
People in the audience have no idea. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like doing it in front of our fans where they're like,
yeah,
that's funny. That's we know where you're coming from.
Yeah, yeah.
These are just people that are like, what the fuck? I try to do the Australia shit up front and that.
Well, they're pissed right. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff up front.
They're getting mad right away. Yeah, because they don't know you. So they're like, he means that.
Yeah.
He means that too.
He's being racist. I'm not going to listen to the rest of the bit to see if he gets out of it.
He's being mighty nationalistic against these other countries, and I don't know that I feel.
I don't think he's being ironic. I think he's very seriously being a nationalist pig. What's wrong with that, dude? What's wrong with saying America's the best?
I mean, dude, Grant fucking.
Grant gave him what for?
I mean, they got it too good.
I am done with the Southern respect.
Yeah. Were you a gentleman there for a while?
Every once in a while, I'll go in phases where I look, you know, if I get into a Civil War phase.
Sip a little iced tea.
I'll go, damn, Stonewall was the man or something like that. Then I got to snap out of it and be like, that was a fucking traitor, dude. That was a fucking traitor.
Yeah, dude.
Lincoln was the bro. Grant and Sherman were the bros.
Yeah.
Custer was the bro.
Yeah. Stonewall has a cool
John Brown was the bro.
Yeah, man. It's all Union, dude.
John Brown was the bro.
Nah, it's all Union, bro.
Look at that. Father Corby, bro.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, bro.
The bro.
Gabe Davis, bro. All Union. Although I think Gabe's from Florida, but whatever. He's
Gabe
in Buffalo.
Davis has Union colors on, though.
Yeah.
Blue. Buffalo Bills, yep. Blue.
Absolutely. Here we go. All right, you ready to start? I got nothing. San Diego, where?
San Diego was.
Shout out to the teams.
Dude, San Diego's nice. The teams were nasty as hell.
Yeah.
I mean, we did have an unfortunate incident, dude. If you're constantly having coughing fits every time you smoke, there's a better way. You don't have to burn your lungs anymore. It's time to upgrade to a freeze pipe. Each piece from freeze pipe has a glycerin chamber so that you pop in the freezer for an hour. As the smoke passes through the chamber, it's cooled by over 300 degrees for a super easy on the lungs toke. Personal endorsement. Yeah, I think it works. Dude, I've been smoking meth a lot through these things lately.
Yeah.
Perfect. With a 4.4 star rating and over.
If you're in your car having coughing fits constantly,
yeah,
don't stop smoking.
Chill.
There's new technology.
There's way new technology, dude. Perfect.
Don't cough like a dumbass all the time.
With a 4.4, that is their problem. It is the temperature of the cloud.
Yeah.
That's the issue at hand.
Yeah.
With a 4.4 star rating and over 1,100 reviews, FreezePipe has been trusted by thousands of Americans for over 5 years. Have the coldest and smoothest hits at any party, whether you're into pipes, bongs, or bubblers. FreezePipe has you covered. So for a premium smoking experience at everyday great prices and free shipping, visit thefreezepipe.com and use code DRENCHED for 10% off your entire order. That's the THE freezepipe.com and code DRENCHED for 10% off.
Nice. Guys, summer's coming, which means hot weather and sticky balls. If you're tired of having everything down there all sweaty and stuck together, it's time to lose weight. Now, it's time to try Sheath. Again, don't fix your problems. There's technology. This underwear features two pouches, one for your dick and one for your fucking nuts.
I thought that was for my asshole, the other pouch.
Yeah. My prolapsed ass. To keep things separated, cool and breezy. It comes in tons of sweet patterns to help you look and feel great. I don't know about you, but I look fucking awesome in my patterned sheaths.
Crazy, dude.
I actually wear, that's all I wear.
I mean, you want to talk anteaters, dude.
Personal endorsement, that's all I wear. I get the big anteater comes out.
The big anteater sticking out of my patterned
sheaths. For the ladies, check out Sheath Sports Bras. You stick your nipples in back. Check out Sheath Sports Bras, bikini briefs, and boy shorts. Go to sheathunderwear.com, use code DRENCH to get 20% off your first order, plus Sheath's underwear, 100% money-back guarantee. That's sheathunderwear.com, promo code DRENCH. Get Sheath underwear, support the show, support your balls. Wow.
Summer is coming up, and it's time to refresh your wardrobe so you can look and feel your best. True Classic has everything you need to upgrade your closet and your confidence. How hard is it to find good men's clothing? difficult because I'm in the woman's department.
Yeah, I'm in the woman's department hiding.
Wearing dresses and beating
I'm
off.
Hiding in between clothes racks waiting. That's why it's hard for me to find it. I'm back there breathing heavily. Breathing like Michael Myers through his mask in a fucking...
I'm like an alligator in a lady's dressing room.
She's coming. She's coming. Yes, 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 yes.
Built and designed for a man's body. True Classic creates a blend of quality and comfort, giving you the best of both worlds. So a real Wachowski. Sorry. Stock up on basics for their classic tees that have over 200,000 five-star reviews, or hit the gym with True Classic's performance essentials. Get comfortable and get going. And upgrade your wardrobe with True Classic. Get 25% off at trueclassic.com with code DRENCHED. Free shipping is included on purchases over $100. 100% risk-free guarantee with 30-day return policy. That's code DRENCHED at trueclassic.com. You can't go wrong. It's look good, feel good season.
My sweet TTs are down there. Run, TTs. Yeah.
Mr. Marshall, dude. By the way, dude. Mr. Marshall and the
Nate Marshall flashbanged that party, dude. It was unbelievable. One of the dumbest jokes we've heard. We're sitting there with some teams, bros, having a good time.
Literally American heroes, dude.
Nate comes in high, drunk, acting a fool. He goes, I thought of this, dude. It's too funny not to tell you guys.
Didn't he run it by someone else, too? And like, don't do
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, I got to tell you this joke. What do you think, Lemaire? You're giving me a look like I shouldn't say it. All right.
I think it's funny.
Lemaire loves it, dude.
It just was so out of nowhere. It was like, and just bringing that up is not the best thing to bring up to heroes. Dude, he goes in. We're sitting there. Everybody's having a decent time. Nate comes in and goes, I thought of this joke, and I got to ask you, to one of the team's bros. He goes, if you ever watch a comic bomb so bad, do you ever get PTSD?